From the Houston Public Media Newsroom, I'm Matt Harrop. The Houston Community Land Trust has closed on its 50th house after forming in 2018. The nonprofit helps low-income Houstonians buy homes and keep them affordable despite market pressures. Reporter Sarah Willa Ernst spoke with Executive Director Ashley Allen about how the group is tackling issues like gentrification, rising home prices, and low rates of Black home ownership.
So how did the Community Land Trust get started, and what makes it different from other affordable housing efforts in Houston?
So before the CLT got started, there was a lot of organizing and activism around long-term solutions for affordable housing and thinking about how are we going to meet the need and demand. And so neighborhoods like Third Ward, Independence Heights, East End, they really were focused on how do we preserve our community because we know that the gentrification is coming. If you're familiar with most housing programs, they provide, you know, $20,000, $30,000, maybe $40,000. But it's only good for that one family usually because after 5 years, that 30 or 40 is forgiven and the buyer can sell in the traditional market, meaning it's no longer affordable. And so there was never a net gain of affordable units. It was some come into the market. And then after that family decides to move and sell it, we lose it to the market. So they were trying to think of ways to be able to preserve it long term and really fight for the communities. With the CLT, the buyer owns the home and leases the land in exchange for significant subsidy and making it truly affordable. And then when they sell the home, it is sold at a restricted resale price so that another family can then benefit. And we're particularly talking about families and individuals that normally would not be able to purchase a home in the traditional housing market.
Yeah, you talked about some of the groundwork that was laid, but I kind of wanted to ask about the history even before that. Where did the idea of Community Land Trust, where did that originate?
I was lucky enough to be actually on a panel with one of the founders of the first CLTs in Albany, Georgia. And it started because African-American farmers were being displaced and kicked off their land and harmed because of their activism in the civil rights movement. What the farmers did back in the 60s was to own collectively and create a collective community for African-American farmers so they could keep their land and so that they were stronger because they worked together. And so that idea of collective ownership still goes on today in new communities. And they have a huge farm in Albany, Georgia, that took years to kind of develop and maintain itself. But that's where that idea came from, was the oppression and understanding that they couldn't do it alone. We're seeing that here in Houston, where communities of color, particularly Black communities, are gentrifying and people are being displaced. So the tradition of advocacy and community organizing is the root of the Community Land Trust model, and making sure that those who are most disenfranchised have a say.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how something like a community land trust, which has a lot of history in rural areas, is being utilized in urban centers like Houston. When it comes to the Houston Community Land Trust, I'm wondering, what are some of the plans and goals for the future of it?
Ultimately, we want to meet our goal of getting to 1,000 CLT single family homes, but also utilizing the CLT in various ways outside of the single family model as well. So that could include affordable rentals, green spaces. We believe that preserving green spaces is essential to creating community, maintaining community, and it contributes to health. So we want to make sure that that's happening. Economic development by supporting the affordability of commercial spaces so that small businesses are not victims of displacement in their communities, but we can use the land trust for commercial spaces as well.
Thank you so much for your time, Ashley.